without doubt. I think we're still smiling now. We have sort of kind of sore cheeks this morning from smiling. We had a very late night last night. We got back to the hotel about 6 a.m., but not a word of disquiet was spoke. We were all very delighted and absolutely just a fantastic and a superb performance. It was, and delighted, obviously, from even our chat last week and when we talked about his preparation. And, you know, I'd indicated that all the feedback was very good and that he was in the capable hands of Rob Heffernan. And just delighted now that that all has come to pass. And it's just been a massive experience, and very much what's very exciting about it all really is that the conditions here are going to be similar in Tokyo next year, so it augurs very well for Brendan Boyce that he has survived this so well.
And just Patsy McGonigal was speaking to me earlier on, it was a performance that he believed was up there among the best.
Oh, I think so. I think even there was some talk around that last night that in terms of our overall even team performance from say London and that we're sort of kind of very much ahead of that right now as a result of that. So this is the World Championships here. Like, this is not your school sports. This is World Championships, the best in the world, and to be sixth in the world now rolls nicely off the tongue.
And Teresa, I suppose, talk to us. I know we touched on it yesterday, or last week, I should say, last Sunday, about the humility and how the athletes were going to deal with that. And look, suppose it's very hard. It's easy to talk about it. You've been there before, but suppose maybe explain that in a wee bit more detail to our listeners. And, you know, what was it like out there?
Well, even from a personal perspective, I actually went out one of the mornings just to go for a walk. And I would walk, you know, at home, I'd walk probably 5 or 6 miles every day. And the first 15 minutes were fine, but the next 15 minutes I could find I was getting a bit of a headache. I could feel a bit nauseous. I was quite happy just standing here now and sort of kind of somebody come and carry me back. So, you know, and you're looking at that, and then from a marathon perspective or a 50K or a 20K walk, it's just an unbelievable difference or anything like. But I think what was key here, as I said, that certainly Brendan Boyce's team around him had him very well prepared. They had a really good plan in place to prepare him for that. And I think too, particularly from us, from a management team here, we went down after a busy day at the track. We went down to the marathon course the night before and spent a couple of hours down there, which gave us certainly a lot of very good feedback, which we then would have filtered back to Brendan and Rob. And as a result, then they took on board that, and along with their own plan, you know, adjusted their strategy and adjusted their race plan to suit the conditions. And very clearly, Brendan started conservatively and moved his way through and was absolutely just bouncing. Any walker that can moonwalk over the finish after 50K walk has got it right, I think so.
Yeah, that was quite interesting as well. that he did do that, and it just shows you his mindset, how comfortable he was, and the work that he's been doing with Rob, as you indicated, has been, look, he's performed extremely, extremely well, qualified back in May, and now one of his best performances, you could say, as an athlete.
Well, absolutely, and again, not forgetting, you know, the sports as well too. We're very fortunate to have our lead physio here, Paul Carragher, who is very experienced around these conditions. And again, along with the Institute of Sport, has provided, you know, equipment and strategies and different cooling equipment and all, a lot of education around that sort of thing. Like, and quite interestingly here too, there's a study that the IAAF are doing at the moment around sort of kind of body temperature. And again, both Paul and Brendan would have cooperated in that study, and that will again be very useful feedback for the next Olympics.
It did, Parry. It went brilliant, and his graph is coming up again, and I couldn't be prouder of him. He executed the performance to perfection again at the level that he's at the moment, a little bit higher again than European Cup. So everything's going in the right direction, and he was absolutely brilliant last night. You know, it was his medal-winning performance, because that's where Brendan's at right now, and hopefully he's going to get better again next year, you know.
I watched a quick interview with Brendan after the race. He seemed very, very relaxed. And, well, Teresa described a performance that he did towards the end when he went over the line. I don't know if that was a tactic or was it a little dance or something, was it?
I think it's years and years of expectation relief. and hoping to get a performance. And relief, yeah. And I think that's how he just expressed it. It's like a dream for him. And I experienced it myself back in Osaka in 2007. I had 4 years and so much promise and so much stuff I did in training, and nobody would have ever known until I got that performance. And so I know the feel. It's such a lovely feeling, you know. And even though we know, as I was saying to Brendan yesterday, and the conditions are so tough here, like boys, if you die tomorrow in this race, nobody will really remember you, you know. And I said, so we need to be really, really, really smart not to be affected by any other negative stuff going on around you, because everyone was giving out about the condition. People were massively cracking over it, and we were in control of everything. Like, and I said, you know, and he was great, and the fact that he Brendan's strength is really, really strong mentally, and he prepared really well for this as well. Like he was in an altitude for a month in Cork, and then he went to the mountains in Spain for another month, came back to Cork for 4 or 5 days just to see Sarah and just to kind of replenish his head. Then he went back out to Almeria into heat and humidity there, and he flew straight into Doha, you know, so everything worked out really well.
And is that something, you know, in your experience at the top level, when it comes and when that opportunity comes, speaking from your experience, Rob, it's just trying to find that sweet spot where you get that mindset to do from what Brendan indicated. Basically, he went out, he'd done his training for 40k, then he went at it for the last 10 and really went at it. So he enjoyed, obviously, it was tough, but he seemed to really enjoy the race.
I think with any sport, even if it's 400 metres, you know, you can have a pretender at 300 metres. It's always the last section of the race is where the champions will rise. And, you know, and even when we went to Berlin last year, Brendan wasn't fully healthy, and our kind of decision to go to Berlin was your to experience being in the league group, experience that emotion of being important, you know, being judged and putting yourself in that space. We knew he was going to blow up, but I wanted him to experience what it was like to be around the top athletes and then get a year of being healthy behind him. Because the year of London, Brendan trained with me that year, and he was as strong as me. Like, he was really, really strong. And I think he's seen me coming off the end of my career, and he's seen in London when I finished eighth, and he goes, Rob finished it. And he believed in his heart and soul that no, he was as good as me that year, you know. So I think just being in that environment as well, a lot of it is belief, and you know, and stuff that he's done in training is belief. And he's been brilliant, you know. And this year he's missed 3 days in the whole year, you know, which is vital for every athlete. Like, when we went back and had a look at his program, there was 3 days in January that he missed with a little hamstring problem, and still in them 3 days he's on a cross trainer simulating, you know, 15 kilometres a day or whatever the training was. So, you know, he missed 3 days of proper race walking training, but, you know, he was just so consistent, and that's what showed yesterday.
4 hours, 7 minutes and 56 seconds was his time crossing the line. Suzuki of Japan won gold in 4 hours, 4 minutes and 20 seconds. 3 minutes of a difference there. Well, yeah, give or take.
Yeah, it's nothing over 50, you know. And the thing is as well, I think because he hasn't delivered a performance like that on the global stage, he still had to be a little bit more reserved. Whereas when you get one or two performances behind you like that, you can afford to throw the kitchen sink at it the last 10k and really go for it, or really go for it earlier on and have a go. But when you haven't been there before, it's very, very dangerous, you know, because you haven't experienced it, and you have to experience that kind of the emotion of being up in them important positions and dealing with that pressure and stress. And then when you come away and you evaluate and you go, okay, I've been sixth, what went right, what can I do better? And then there's like, subconsciously, no, he's going to have a massive belief, and if we simulate what we did last year and even better moving forward, he should be stronger again. And it's a lovely situation to be in for any athlete to actually be going to an Olympic Games with the potential of being, you know, amongst the top athletes. So I think, you know, that's such a brilliant privilege.
I know we had Patsy McGonigal with me on the show earlier on once the news broke. Patsy indicated that it was up there with one of the best Irish performances in a long time that he witnessed. I don't know, Rob, maybe we're jumping the gun a wee bit, but it was a fantastic performance.
I know it was. It was incredible. Like, I think you need... people won't appreciate how hard it is out here. Like I'm out and I'm still running. I try to run 10K a day out here, and you hit 4 or 5K out here and the body overheats and you're just dripping in sweat. Like, the real feel out here during the day is 46 degrees, and at night time last night for most of the race, the real feel with the humidity is 40 degrees, and they're not natural conditions, so it always came down to how somebody cope with it in their head. You get all of the best prep, you have to come into these championships really, really, really fit and just having the belief, because no, it's impossible to adapt to these conditions. And as you're saying, the cooling strategies, and the lads had some brilliant, they were brilliant help as well, you know, Teresa and the physio Paul and the manager Paul with the caps, and you know, we had a really, really good cooling strategy. It was just brought up another level from training. It was a massive operation, but you know, it seemed to work really well, and we've gathered some really good information for the Olympics now as well next year, because Brendan took part in a study where they monitored the temperature throughout the race. So, you know, we've got a lot out of the championship.